aboard the inaugural sailing of Carnival Celebration. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, November 7th. The Carnival Celebration inaugural sailing is officially underway, and we're on board. After arriving in Southampton, England early Sunday morning, Carnival Cruise Line President Christine Duffy and some guests cut the ribbon at the Ocean Cruise Terminal, welcoming 5,000 guests on board. This was the first time Carnival has brought a new ship to the UK in 20 years. Also on Sunday, a second ship in Australia was added as Carnival Luminosa began guest operations from Brisbane. And Royal Caribbean is making money again. Royal Caribbean Group, the parent company of Royal Caribbean International, Celebrity Cruises, and Silver Sea Cruises, published its third quarter earnings report last week, and for the first time since the shutdown, it was a positive report. In Q3, the company made $33 million in net profits compared to the $500 million loss the previous quarter. High load factors, over 96% actually, last-minute guest bookings, and further improvements in onboard revenue all help bring in the extra cash. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line is launching its first-ever military appreciation program. Active and retired military veterans and their spouses are eligible to receive a 10% cruise fare discount for all sailing starting next year. They'll also be able to attend a special welcome reception on board and collect pins and patches on the ships they sail. The military appreciation discount is combinable with Norwegian's free at sea offer. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 2%, $9. Royal Caribbean up 1.7%, 54.70. And Norwegian down 0.3%, 16.94. It's the jet lag, folks. I'm sorry. I just can't shake it. I don't know what to tell you. This is my stateroom. I've been dozing and all that stuff. So I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a good one.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.